President Xi Jinping has said China will roll out more targeted measures to help small and medium-sized enterprises hit by the COVID-19 outbreak. The Chinese president made a remark during an inspection to Zhejiang province, which began on Sunday. President Xi visited a service center of industrial park, producing high-grade auto parts and molds in Ningbo, where he talked with the executives of the park and representatives of SMEs management and employees returning to Zhejiang. Xi Jinping said a series of policies have been introduced and will be improved in tandem with the changes of the situation, and more targeted measures will be rolled out to help SMEs restart production and further develop. A senior official says the impact of COVID-19 pandemic will not change the upward trend of China's economy. Xin Guobin is the vice minister of the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology.
像广东、江苏、浙江、山东、福建等工业大省。
Nearly all industrial enterprises in major industrial provinces, including Guangdong, Jiangsu, Zhejiang, Shandong, and Fujian, have resumed productions, with major enterprises taking the lead. A large number of small, medium, and micro enterprises have accelerated the resumption of production. At the present, the operating rate of small and medium enterprises has exceeded 70%.
Xin says the impact of the pandemic on China's industrial economy is temporary and controllable, and will not change the basic trend of China's continuous development. China has called on the group of 20 economies to work together to ensure stability in global industrial and supply chains. Commerce Minister Zhong Shan made a call during a video conference on COVID-19 control attended by G20 trade and investment ministers. Zhong says all parties should take measures such as reducing or removing tariffs, eliminating trade barriers, and facilitating unfettered trade. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have discussed efforts to combat COVID-19 and other global issues during a phone conversation. The White House says the two leaders agreed to work closely together through the G20 to drive the international campaign to defeat the virus and reinvigorate the global economy. Trump and Putin also touched upon the issues of Venezuela and the global energy market. The two leaders agreed on the importance of stability in global energy markets. A senior World Health Organization official says the lockdowns and stringent measures put in place in Italy should help stabilize the coronavirus epidemic in the country. Mike Ryan heads the WHO's emergencies program.
So what we're likely to see, if you imagine the lockdowns and the stringent measures that were put in place are now in place between 2 and 3 weeks in Italy at different levels in different places, we should start to see a stabilization because the cases we see today really reflect exposures 2 weeks ago.
Ryan urged governments to double their public health efforts to ensure the numbers of new cases are reduced after stabilizing. French health authorities reported 418 new deaths from coronavirus on Monday, bringing the total to 3,024, health agency director Jerome Salomo.
3,024 décès sont observés en milieu hospitalier depuis le 1er mars.
3,024 deaths have been recorded in hospitals since March the 1st, but it is also important to say it again. 7,924 have left the hospital recovered since March the 1st. Everyone who was sick outside hospital and after 8 days had normal symptoms for 48 hours had also recovered. And quite fortunately, they are numerous.
The death toll only account for those dying in hospital, but authorities say they will very soon be able to compile data on death in retirement homes, which is likely to result in a big increase in registered fatalities. UEFA has invited its 55 national member associations to a video conference on Wednesday as they continue to react to the coronavirus pandemic. They will mainly discuss how the 2019-20 fixture calendar can be completed. It's reported one proposal will involve finishing the current season in August and then playing a shortened 2020-21 campaign to avoid that season overlapping with the new dates for the postponed Euro 2020. Economic and regulatory issues such as adjustments to player contracts and transfer windows will also be discussed at a meeting.